Welcome back to God Obedience Daily. This is your host, Kyler Goodman. I just want to enter us guys into prayer. Thank you, dear Father God, for this beautiful, beautiful day, Father God, wherever anybody's listening to this, God, we just pray, God, that they are blessed right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that we can cast all our burdens onto you, God, and that we can be as heartfelt as we possibly can in praising our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And thank you, God, for the strength that we have today, God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, guys, man, I don't even know where to start, guys. But I would like to start with, I do have a guest on with me today. It's Blair. He will be subbing in for Gustavo. And you're probably wondering, wait, where have y'all been? Let alone, it's been a while. And I just want to say from my heart to y'all that, I'm sorry for such a long break in between. You know, usually we do take, some breaks, but this was quite a period over 4 months and maybe five. And, you know, we really wanted to go in and start the year right with the podcast and everything. But you know, I just apologize, and I just want to say that I'm sorry that you know, we weren't as consistent as we said we were and we're gonna be, and I'm sorry, guys, and I ask for your guys' grace. And I do have a very deep message, guys, that I would love to share with y'all, and it is something very near to me. As you know, my co-host, Gustavo Orozco, which is my brother at this point, he got in a car wreck, and it was a very severe one. And no, I just want to say, guys, he's not dead. He's alive and well. Thank the Lord. But he did sustain some pretty major injuries, and, how it happened, he was driving late one night, and it was raining, and he hydroplaned, and his whole car went into those side railings that you see on the side of the off the access roads. And it was severe. It was so bad that they had over 20 firemen cutting out the steel frame from the car to release him. His legs got pinned, and I'm saying all this, you know, I've seen him, we've talked, and but I just want to give you all an update as clear as it would happen. And so that happened, and that was about 5 weeks ago. And Blair, you've talked to him, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Blair has talked to him. A lot of people have talked to him. And it was a lot, guys. It was a lot to bear at that time. But I will say that God's glory has certainly came from it. And he's recovering fast because of the prayers that his family and so many other people have been praying for him. He's in a wheelchair. We go to worship on Thursday. So he's a mighty, mighty warrior. And, you know, I think, you know, if I could just speak, you know, on one thing that has brought me closer to the Lord is seeing that man's willingness to serve the Lord regardless of this troubling time that it presented itself, which was death. Death presented itself to Gustavo, and the Lord was with him, and he was not going to be succumbed, overcome, you know, be left impotent by the hand of death. And God lifted him up. Jesus Christ saved him. And so we give, you know, honor and praise to our Lord for saving our brother and keeping care of him. And I reach out to y'all because, ladies and gentlemen, because y'all have been such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful encouragement and love and support for my brother and for I. And to see how much love and support you guys really have for us and for the mission that the Lord God has given us is is overwhelmingly encouraging. And I just want to thank you for all your support. And I just want to say, guys, if you guys could say some prayers for Gustavo. So the injuries that he sustained, to keep going, is that he sustained his femur was broken, but it's healing fast. His hip was dislocated in broken areas, and then that's healing fast in Jesus' name. And in time, I believe my brother will come out and he'll tell you everything, but I just want to allow him to have that privacy and allow him when he's fully ready and to disclose that with y'all. But he has nerve damage that he sustained. And if we could pray for that and know that the Lord God has done all and that Jesus Christ has already healed him, because we know by his stripes that our brother is healed. And we could continue to pray like that in faith as sons and daughters of God and say, God, we know what Jesus Christ did on that cross. And we know that the blood that was shed and the stripes that was endured was enough for not only now, back then, 2,000 years ago, but for the future that we live on this earth. And that is the type of faith that saved my brother that night. And if we could pray in that same faith, our brother, all his nerves could return. All of the damages, anything. He could run faster than he did before. Because that is the good Lord that we serve. And I say that with all faith, that our brother Gustavo is healed. But I just want to, ladies and gentlemen, I really appreciate each and every one of you, all of your souls, all of your families, every person that has ever supported us on this journey. And I just give you guys my true thankfulness and my appreciation for y'all, you know. But I just pray you guys can continue to pray for us. I know this guy's, this is hard on a lot of people, but truly when I say this, I want you guys to be encouraged. It has brought so many people to God. Blair. So many people to God. Mm-hmm. And, Blair, I wanted to ask you, just kind of give an insight from everything. What are some things that you've seen, maybe in Gustavo first, and then I guess in other people, after the incident?
So I would say, man, it's just, resiliency and, his eyes towards the Lord in Gustavo, going with Gustavo first, mm-hmm. just that his eyes went directly to the Lord. Like he didn't sit in pity. Didn't sit in moping. The Lord's faithfulness to him was so good that he just instantly walked to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Into his throne with thanksgiving. And
thank you.
You know, not to make it sound too spiritual, but like what I would say is just that he truly, truly, truly kept his eyes steadfast on Jesus, not on a situation, not mm-hmm. even on his broken body, but on Jesus. And that's just something that, I'm not gonna lie, like a lot of us don't do. Mm-hmm. We tend to say all these things and worship, and like we're like, by your stripes I'm healed, and we worship about it, right? But we worship about it, and then next thing you know, when it actually happens to us, we're pointing the finger at God and we're getting mad at God. And we're like, God, why me? And mm-hmm. we turn away from Him. The Lord ran to Gustavo, and Gustavo ran to the Lord, ran to Him.
That's right.
Said, Lord, you have this. Use this for your glory. So I believe the Lord's going to use this testimony that will shake the hearts of people who are hateful towards the Lord. Mm-hmm. But how could God do that to my mom? How could God do that to my brother? How could God do that to me? But because of His glory and because of how good God is, and we don't worship Him for what He does, but we worship Him for who He is. That heart posture will set a lot of people free. Mm-hmm. Believer or non-believer, I believe Gustavo and his family's heart posture and the testimony that will come from this will all be for God's glory mm-hmm. and to bring people back to Him. So I believe the Lord is so good.
Yes. You know?
And I, you know, whether you want to argue, well, God made it happen or the enemy did, if the enemy tried to take him out, which he's trying to do to us every day, I won't even doubt it. It says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Came to steal Gustavo's nerves, came to kill his life, kill his spirit, and destroy his soul. And God allowed none of that to happen.
That's right.
And in the word it says, he uses all things for the good of those who believe in him. So he's using all things for his son. And so he's even using the attacks of the enemy. The Lord took what the enemy meant for evil against Gustavo, and now he's turning it for good.
Mm-hmm.
As Jacob said. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful thing.
Thing, yes.
And I believe just what I've seen in people is just love.
Mm-hmm.
That no one turned him away, especially at church, and those who are really close to him, or even relatively close. No one turned him away. No one was like, oh, he's in a wheelchair. Poo, boo him and like just turned away. Like, no, everyone went and loved on him and still loves on him and still prays for him. So the heart posture of the body of the church and just a brother and sisterhood is just amazing to see and to be a part of. And it's a testament to how good of a brother God has been to those around him. And it's a testament to how good of a brother Gustavo has been to those around him, because now when he's low, because he's been there for so many people who are low and distraught, for when I was, sure, when Kyler was, and now to see the same people he served, he humbled himself towards for the Lord, are now sowing back into him. And that heart posture is just so beautiful, because a lot of times we're prideful. I'm talking about our church today, we're prideful. So the fact that Gustavo surrendered that to the Lord, and now people are surrendering their pride to love on Gustavo and be true with their love towards him. So it's amazing. It's all the love of the Lord and all for his glory. So that's what I've seen.
Wow, Blair, thank you for your enlightening and endearing words, brother. That really means a lot to a lot of people. And he's right. Gustavo already has been healing, and he's already fully on the way to road to recovery. And he means so much to me, ladies and gentlemen, because he really is my brother. A brother that sticks closer than or a friend that sticks closer than a brother, as the Bible says. And brother, this is to you. This is Psalm 27 that we so dearly love, my brother. And may it bring peace upon to the people listening that know how strong you've been in this time, that you've really been a warrior, that you've really looked onto the Lord as your light, and not feared what you are going through, not that the tribulations, the struggles that were so damaging to your life, and to especially your family members who saw you go through this. May we just cling on to the words of the Lord God in Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path, because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such breathe out cruelty. I have fainted unless I believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank you, Father God. And thank you, Brother Gustavo. We love you. We really love you. All of our prayers are for you, our brother. We encourage you, man. You better keep on fighting, baby, because we're in this with you, man. And we're so proud of you, brother. We're so proud of you, man. And the strength that you've shown, the man that you are, that just reflects on every other man that, man, look, we look at ourselves and say, we want to be that type of man that loves the Lord the way you love the Lord, brother. And we're here with you, brother. We're here with you. Thank you. Thank you for everything.